Hey, did anybody ever tell you to read the fucking label?
Howdy, everybody out there. This is Big Beefin'.
This is JP, and I am one third of that Big Beefin' show.
This is Aaron Rollins.
What you doing, boy?
You stop listening halfway through. I knew your punk ass knew. It's a Yogi Bear reference, but that's not the fucking point, man.
So
that's bullshit. That's not what I meant, damn it. Fuck, you never mind. Never fucking mind, John. You don't want to fucking walk your fat ass, then don't walk.
There you go. See? That easy.
What you doing?
Not bad, not bad.
Mm.
Had a funny bit happening lately, or just same old crap?
Same old bullshit, boy.
But that was funny last week. It was a good episode.
What went down last week? Is that the one Jake was in?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a contract busted out about how the fucking benched off was a scam.
he said, like, if it goes past a certain month, it's slander. It was good. And I was like laughing the whole time.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's like y'all were trying to say, y'all were like, Shane, come on, man. You got to give him a chance. And I was like, no, you don't need no fucking chances. And of course, he was going to come out and do that and say, oh, that shit wasn't fair.
Yeah.
He helped you lift it and you paid him off.
He's like, maybe I slipped it $20. And, he pushed me. It's funny, like, Aaron was, what was it, Josh? He was like, why would he lie? I was like, Aaron, no one's calling him a liar. It's what video showed us. Video showed that he touched the bar. No one's calling him a liar.
I mean, he say? I mean, the only reason why I'm not making a big stink about it, I mean, he did, but that doesn't mean that he helped me lift it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, still me pushing the shit up.
The video shows you slipping $20, because, like, you're like, Nico, turn it off.
Yeah, I mean, well, that was the thing, man. That was the concern about going live. I was like, man, if I don't fucking get this and it's live, that's going to be some bad shit. I'm going to be eating shit, you know, for the rest. I'll never post another workout video again if that's what happens, so, man. You know, so that was rough as it was, but, it is what it is. It happens. The thing is, like, after that day, man, like, he kept wanting to go, and I was like, man, this is just supposed to be a one-lift thing, and then I'm going to
do my normal. Oh, yeah, Josh? Oh,
tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he wanted to max out. He wanted to see what he could do. And so we did his. He got 255, and I didn't touch the bar on him. Like, I just let him fucking do it. Like, I got it off, and then... Let me know if you need help. And then he wanted to do a full workout, man, and that fucking shit killed me because the workout that he did wasn't what I normally was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, everybody was talking, you know, Jake was talking so much shit, I was like, well, fuck it. Let me just go out here and just do it on my own. And that really fucked me up because I was worn out.
Did you just warm up? Or did you just like,
no,
all right.
I just went out there. I was like, fuck this shit. Ah! And like, that's why I was struggling with it. Cause, you know, and it was all, no, I hadn't warmed up. I was sore. I was worn out from the day before. I hadn't healed. So just went out there and he-manned it. Of course, it all fucked me all up. I'm just now getting over that shit.
Dang.
it was fun.
It was good, like, seeing the DMs and them talking about it. It was pretty hilarious. I was like, they made it a big deal. It was just like something like, it was like, man, Shane. I mean, you got something out of it. You lost weight. You went back to doing the hitting your max and all
like
that.
This shirt, I haven't worn this shirt in 15 years. I went back on my Facebook. Like, the last time I was wearing this shirt was in 2005.
Wow. What size is it?
1X.
Oh, for real? Hell yeah.
Well, I'm not a 2X anymore. I'm able to wear the shirt and it fits.
Hell yeah. You're like dumping the 2Xs in the trash bag. Fuck that.
Well, that's most of my clothes, so they're all 2X. So I'm gonna hold on to them for a little bit.
Yeah, you never know.
it ended up being a good thing. Well, now, you know, Aaron's wanting to get on the fitness bandwagon. He challenged his friends and he'd been going up to the gym. So, we'll see.
I love the Photoshop with the hot dog. That was hilarious. I didn't even see that coming. I was like, oh, Shane.
He made the jump, boy.
Yeah, he did it.
Jumped on out of that fucking plane. I mean, you know, if they're offering him a free jump, I could see why he did. He's like, well, it's free. It's not going to cost me anything. I might as well just go try it.
Hell yeah.
Now he knows.
What? So the certificate is this to show you jumped out the first time and you're... How many times you got to do it till you do it by yourself?
I think at least two.
Oh, shit.
I think he's got to do it one more with somebody strapped onto him. But I don't know for sure.
I wear a jump... I think John was right. Back in the day, you had to put in the your own chute in the bag,
yeah,
for assurance purposes. Like it's like, nope, he did it himself. He put it in the bag, and if it's fucked up, well, he fucked up.
Damn, man, that reminds me of the, you know, I watched this documentary and they were teaching soldiers how to pack the parachutes up for the military. You know,
mm-hmm.
And like. Like you're putting a lot of faith because it wasn't, you didn't do it yourself. It was like a couple of guys, and that's what they did all day long was packing chutes, and because they wanted to make sure they were done right. And it's like, man, you know, if somebody makes a mistake, that's a big fuck up.
Well, shoot, you remember World War II? They did a practice run of something. Shane, this is the practice run. They did it. They did like a carpet man run or whatever. Shame. People still died that day. And that was a practice. And people died. And yeah. Parachutes are a tad better now compared to what they used to be.
It's a dangerous game. Aaron wanted to play.
I know John has his little... He has a vacation coming up. I think I'm coming down to visit... My mom's going to go to his place, so I'm going to go over there. Dang, I don't know. I know he's going to Austin, right? Austin or San Antonio?
Well, didn't they? Yeah, they wanted to go down the river. That's why he spent, I guess he bought like $200 in clothes.
For what?
She said that he had to get a real shirt.
Shade. I don't know.
And what kind of shirt was he wearing? He wanted to wear, damn it, I can't remember what it was. He said the type of shirt that he wanted to wear, and she said, no, you've got to go get a real shirt. And so he got the Power Ranger shoes. I don't know if he's planning on wearing those, if he's got to wear a real shirt.
Those are going to be special occasions. I know he said, oh, I'm going to keep in box. He's just going to wear where can he wear something special occasion? But he probably wear that sucker like twice or put it in a box. I mean, if he can sell the box, I hope he sells the box and he makes his money back.
Somehow. What kind did he get? What kind of Power Rangers did he get?
Well, I forgot what they were, but the box is the main one you need because the box supposedly makes the Megazord.
So did he buy all of them to build the Megazord?
No, Shane, he didn't go buy all of them. He bought one. He bought the main one, though.
Oh, the Megazord box?
Yeah, I remember his podcast was talking about, like, if his wife wanted something, all she had to do was like, John, I need this. But when John is happy as hell, wants to order it, it's like, John, you don't need that shit. You got to think about the family.
Well, I don't understand. If that thing was so fucking, I know we're ragging on John today, but if that thing was so fucking important, why the fuck did he go through all that shit to fucking get it? When he was telling the story about how he was working behind the counter and he just took his vest off real quick. And then it was like, fuck, it wasn't loading. Then he went to go get a coffee. And then he was going to sit down. And while he was checking out the line, I was like, what the fuck are you doing? Go stand outside and order the fucking thing. You'll get on the Wi-Fi somewhere. But no, he had that. Like, how important was it if you had to stop and get your coffee and donut or whatever?
Shane, he had to get his... Shane, you know he has to get that fucking breakfast. that makes his day. He gets happy as hell. He's like, oh, I know I need these shoes, but man, that fucking donut and hot fucking coffee, man, I need that shit in my mouth real quick.
I was thinking, and then of course a customer come up to talk to him, and I'm like, John, if it's that important, like trying to think of the last thing I pre-ordered that was in a frenzy, something that came up, and I knew it was going to sell out quick. I just fucking sat my ass outside around nobody. Yeah. I was like, I'm just going to take 10 minutes, and that way, because you know when it's coming up. So 5 minutes before it goes on sale, you walk your ass away from everybody so nobody can bother you, and you just store it's like going to the bathroom, you know?
Like you said, it was that important he wouldn't run outside, but you know, he had to choose between coffee and his shoes, so he chose the coffee.
Well, the only one of those, because I normally get Reebok, and so I was thinking, oh, that's going to be sweet. But the only ones that I would have been interested in are the Pink Ranger shoes, because the Pink Ranger shoes, you just strap up. The rest of them, you know, I can't stand shoes with the floppy laces. So all the shoes that I got right now, you got a cover to zip over the shoelaces.
Oh, okay.
So I got a little zipper that, you know, so I can tuck my shoelaces down in there. That way I don't have shoelaces flopping, because I hate having to stop and bend over and tie my damn shoes. Like, tie one time and that's it. Put the covers on. Don't have time till. Don't have to mess with them again until I'm untying them. So that's why I didn't get any, because I don't want the fucking Pink Ranger shoes. I don't think they were making them for guys anyways.
Yeah, that whole story was like, when John was talking about that in his podcast, man, that fucker felt like 10 minutes John was talking about that.
Yeah, he hyped the fuck up out of buying some damn tennis shoes. But, you know, that's what you're into. I mean, I was just sitting there thinking, why are you making this so damn hard on yourself? Just go outside, buy the fucking shoes. Today's what he was talking about, though. The fucking animals. Did you listen to that one?
Yeah.
What did he say? He said something about an animal fucking or some shit like that, or fucking an animal, or.
See, he's like sick as new season, bunch of weird shit.
I thought he was doing something different this season. Like, this season, the exact same as the last one. Like, nothing changed.
He wants to add more, like, more of his toy room. He wants to do a little wall. He wants to put more stuff on YouTube, but he's doing this first, and he's going to. After he gets everything fixed up, he wants to do the YouTube thing.
Okay. I know I don't know if you heard it, though. The other day he was talking about that Budweiser commercial where the guy from Independence Day gives that speech.
I didn't even see it yet. Is it really that crazy, Shane?
It's fun. I mean, it's funny. I mean, it's kind of corny, but basically what he does is it's the actor. It's Bill Pullman. He comes out and, like, all the bars and all the restaurants cut to the camera feed, and he's like, "Fellow Americans," and then he gives it's a little bit like the Independence Day speech, but he changes it up a little bit. He's talking more about the pandemic and, like, going back out again, going back out into the world, and then at the end of it, he's like, "We will not go quietly into the night," or some shit like that, and we're gonna move on, we're gonna survive, and then, it wasn't, something's wrong with that actor, like, in that commercial. And then in the sequel to Independence Day they did a few years ago, like, something was wrong with him. Like, I don't know if he's just, if he's on drugs or if he's got some kind of disease. He's not as good as he was back then. Like, he's just not on it. I don't know if he's, like, really old and he's older than he looks. I don't know, but it was funny, but it just wasn't the same. Like, he didn't put all he had into it. Like, he kind of half-assed the speech.
Shane, he was getting that quick paycheck, Shane.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what. I think he wanted to go out and do some blow and just get paid. But what shocked me the most is that John got his name fucking right off the bat with no stuttering, no fucking thinking about it. He just said, yeah, and then Bill Pullman comes out and gives the speech from Independence Day. And I was like, how does he get this right? And then he fucks up every other goddamn name.
He was Shane. We watched that in theater. Man, John, it was like, Shane, the graphics. If you look at that movie again, man, that fucking shit is off, the graphics-wise. But we watched that in theater. Man, John was hyped up about it. I remember we watched it, like, fucking in Corsicana.
Down there in the can, and that old, it's a church now, in that old four.
Oh, yeah. I think they shut that shit down already.
Oh, okay. No, I watched it there, too. I watched it twice. I think that's one of the first movies I went back to go see a second time. And, the first time I saw it, like, nobody was fucking there. And then when I went and saw it, because it was, like, during the summer, it was the middle of the day, I went on my own. And then, like, the second time, like, after it had been out for about a week, the fucking place was packed. Because everybody knew that it was good. You know, that's, and of course, in Canada, you don't just go to the fucking movies just because you want to go. Like, you got to make sure it's good for you to go put that $5 down.
Yeah, but you don't want to waste your money over there.
It was the same way for The Matrix. Like, I went to see The Matrix, nobody was fucking there. And then, like, a couple weeks later, everybody went to go fucking see that movie because they wanted to, you know, want to make sure that's good. No, it was funny. But I was just shocked that John got that right. I was like, man, he fucks up all the guys in the Marvel movies, everybody in the DC movie. I think he fucked up Chris Hemsworth or Chris Chris Evans, like he fucks them all up. And I was like, but somehow he managed to get Bill Pullman, who's only had like two or three good movies his whole career. John gets that one right off the fucking bat. I was like, damn, man, that's kind of, that's fucking wild that he could just get that.
John Ramirez shit.
But so today I told Sarah, because those Fast and the Furious movies are out, and that new one, Fast 9.
Yeah.
And all the memes are popping up of Dom, like, you know, family.
Yeah,
family.
I saved a few of them. Well,
I told Sarah, I'm looking at most of our streaming services, what, over half of those movies we have, we can watch for free. Wow. So I was like, well, fuck it, let's sit down and watch all of them. So we watched 4 Fast and Furious movies today, boy. We watched 1, 2, 4, and 5 today. We watched all 4 of those. We didn't watch 3 because 3 supposedly takes place after 6.
Was it Tokyo Drift one?
Yeah, Tokyo Drift takes place.
No, don't watch that shit. You ain't gonna miss anything.
Oh no, we're watching all of them, boy. We're gonna watch every one of them.
They, I was laughing when they said they brought back this Asian guy because supposedly.
Yeah, Han.
Yeah, they begged so much they brought his ass back to life, Shane.
It's kind of weird because in the third one, I watched the third one before. I saw it when I used to donate plasma. They would watch him. You would watch a movie, and that's when I saw it because I was donating plasma. And but yeah, it looked like he died in that. But I guess I'd read online they said that they had to go back and no, he just pretended to die. He just faked his death for some reason. But it doesn't really make a lot of sense because we just finished movie number 5, Fast 5. And at the end of it, Gal Gadot and Han, the Asian guy, like, they're making out in the car. And I was like, if he got Gal Gadot once, like, his ass wouldn't have fucking let her go and went to Tokyo. Like, he would have stayed with her ass.
Yeah. You know,
just fucking killed him. Like, that didn't make any sense to me that he just dumped her and then goes to Tokyo. And then the timeline doesn't make any sense because they filmed that movie in Tokyo Drift. It was filmed in, like, 2006. But the technology wasn't as good back then. And then so in 4, 5, and 6, like the technology's better than what it was in Tokyo Drift, but Tokyo Drift supposed it, so it gets kind of complicated.
Shit, no, it makes sense. Like supposedly, I think someone said the last movie just like I was expecting space. What happened? Because all this shit was like they were putting jetpacks on cars and shit like that. I was like, oh my god, I don't know.
This last one that we just watched, number 5. I mean, it was an okay action movie. It was actually okay. One was all right. Like, one kind of, it shows its age. 2 sucked. Like, 2, there wasn't nothing good about 2. Like, the acting was bad. Like, 2 was like, they didn't realize number 1 did so good, so they rushed a movie out. They got Ludacris in there. He's got a big fro. The camera angles are all cheesy and off to the side. The acting sucked. Paul Walker's like, bro, what up, cuh? What up, cuh? Like, it's really bad. And then, 4, they got a lot more serious.
Oh,
it just wasn't anything special. 5 was actually okay. 5 was okay. So we'll see how 6 is.
Did I was laughing. People were bringing up. I know you remember this actor. I'm trying to pull him up real fast. He's the guy that's Steven Seagal.
Yeah.
They were talking about how he's trying to it was like 2 years ago he was trying to make his own his own movie, but he brought up like his own movie. They're supposed to be like the big movie, but he brought WWE guys, like they were over 50, but there were special forces, like they were like the main general was like 80 something years old. They were like, come on, man. It's like, Stephen, what were you doing? What were you trying to do? He was just trying to get the quick cash grab.
Yeah. He needs, if Steven Seagal, like a movie that he realistically could do, if he was like a shitty security guard or cop, and like maybe he used to be a badass and now he gets his ass kicked, and maybe he's going to outsmart him. You know, he can't beat him physically anymore, but he can outsmart him. You know, like for Sylvester Stallone, like, he still fucking did another Rambo. And, you know, you could kind of believe that he would. But he got his ass kicked. Like, in Rambo, he didn't just go in there and just destroy everybody. He shows up to Mexico, They damn near fucking kill him. And of course he just barely lives. And then he sets up his house and makes a bunch of booby traps and then lures them to his house. And that's where he's going to kill him. I mean, that's a bit of a stretch because Stallone's like in his 70s. But Schwarzenegger, all his movies that come out, he's not going around being a fucking badass commando anymore. Like, he's usually old and kind of grumpy and not really good at fighting. Like, so I don't know. Steven Seagal does not need to go trying around to be a fucking martial arts special forces badass. Like, I can't picture. I think I saw somebody making fun of that. Like, he was wearing his gear and all that shit.
Yeah, he was wearing sunglasses looking through a sniper scope. I was like, come on, man.
Yeah, you can't see shit. How are you going to fucking target with fucking glare? That doesn't make any damn sense.
Then he made some other movies. There was one where he was in a desert. No joke, Shane. I guess he got bigger. He was wearing like a long, his overcoat, his long coat in a desert. We were like, come on, man. If you knew you were going to do a movie, you sure lost weight for this movie. Come on.
Sweating his ass off. Like that show where they were following him because he's a cop, you know, part time.
Yeah, that was a few years ago. A couple years ago, I saw that.
Yeah, and they were following around. Like any interaction he had, where he had to get out the car, like he's drenched in sweat, like just sweating his fucking ass off. And I know that they're down in Louisiana; it's a little humid, but goddamn, man, you know. But hey, you know, I mean, if you've made all your money and you can go make a B movie anytime and make some quick money, I guess who the fuck cares, you know? Yeah. As long as you're happy.
He was tearing it up for a minute.
Do what?
He was tearing up those B movies for a while.
Yeah, the fucker came out with a fucking B movie. Who goes and watches that shit? Let's go watch the Steven Seagal movie. Like, goddamn.
Which, Jay, those were straight to. There was straight to video back in the day. Now, those were straight to stream services now. They're like, oh, come on, Steven. He's like, here's your budget. He was like, fuck it. I want to make some money real fast. Let's make this paycheck.
Have you ever seen a B movie that was actually good?
Oh man, me and John saw one. There's two parts of it. Well, not two parts. They made the one was so good. They made a second part. I liked the first one better, but John liked both of them. Steakland, or there's like this younger guy joined this older guy. They were killing vampires, but their vampires were different. I mean, John loved it. I mean, the first one was pretty good, but second one, but John loved the second one too.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's a good B movie that I like. Yeah, I'm trying to think of any.
Remember the video store, Chris Canada? We had with their shitty ass movies. There were all bad movies in there.
Well, that's what people are always talking about. Oh, remember Friday night at Blockbuster and how fucking fun that was? I'm like, no, it wasn't fucking fun. Like, there was nothing fun about that. So for us, and I know it's the same way for y'all, now you got to take a trip into town. So that's 20 minutes going downtown. Now you're going to go into Blockbuster, okay? And you're using your mom's card. Good chance there's a late fee on that fucking card. Real good fucking chance. And let's say you don't have Google, you don't know what they have. You just walk in the movie store and you know what movie you want to see. 9 times out of 10, that fucking movie ain't going to be there. And so now you got to get something else and you go pick up something else and it's something you really don't want to see. Maybe you've seen it before and you're just like, well, fuck it. I'll just watch it. I'm already here. And now you get up to the front and they're like, okay, well, it's only $3, but you got a $5 late fee. So now you got to pay $8. And now you're fucking out of money. Can't buy no popcorn or candy or nothing. Fucking, I don't know, man. Like, I think people look through that shit through rose color, because it was okay. It was kind of cool to walk in and like a lot of people around. Like, it's kind of like, okay, it's kind of like a happening place. You know, people around, you're seeing people, you run into them, like, hey, what's up? You know, how you doing? But that's it. Like, as far as like what the purpose of the building was to go get a fucking movie, it sucked. Like, going into town for bullshit, man. Even when I got to where I could drive on my own, it was always disappointment. I drive down there like, oh, shit, I'm going to go get this game. Oh, fuck, they don't have anything. Turn around and drive my ass right back home. Like,
it's like back then, there was a lot of trailers. So all you did was look at the box. Like, man, the box is badass.
Yep.
And then you take it home. It's like the graphics were bad. Like, the audio. I was like, man, why did I pick this movie? Yep.
I did that with Godzilla and King Kong. The first one from the 60s. I was like, oh, fuck. They actually fought. This guy, okay, get this shit. So I get the VHS and run over to my grandma's house to pop it in. And I was like, no. Like a guy in a monkey suit comes out and it's Toy Village. I was like, oh, no, this is. And I like Godzilla movies, but that one sucked.
Yeah. Awful.
Robot Jocks. Remember that one with the robot?
Oh, shoot. Is that the one where they were like, except for wars, are they used just robots? Yeah, right. Shade.
It's kind of like Pacific Rim a little bit. They had to get in a robot and walk around in the suits. They had the helmets on and everything. And that one robot just fell over backwards. It was all claymation.
Yeah, killed like, supposed to kill like thousands of people. Because back in that movie, people were packed out in the stands to watch robots fight.
Well, what didn't make any sense, like, there's nothing else around. It's just this stadium, like, out in the fucking desert, and there's nothing else around, and all these people just gathered there? Like, that didn't make any damn sense. I don't know. It's been a while. I watched that movie a couple years ago, and I was like, man, when I was a kid, like, I thought the big giant robots was kind of cool. This sucks. Like, this is really bad.
To me, it was like, it was kind of ahead of its time, but, man, the graphics-wise, oh, boy.
Yeah, those claymation robots running around. There's another. Oh, any of the scary, like the doll man or the puppet master and doll man.
Oh, yeah. Sheen, man, they made so much money on that franchise thing. I was like, man, y'all guys were like, they were pushing out movies to the, that place got shut to the ground, Shane.
There was one that we used to watch all the time. A friend of mine, I think, I want to say it was either Charles Teague or Robert Rawson. One of them was like, they were like, oh, you got to watch this. It's so funny. And so we watch it, and it's this kid. He's the devil. And he's trying to impregnate this woman to have his baby. And they look to the kid, like his eyes are all red. And they're like, he's like, what are you going to do? And he's like, I'm going to capture her so we can do the nasty.
What's this movie called?
Let me see if I can look it up. It's fucking ridiculous, man.
So was this around those crazy movies were getting made? All the B movies, like Puppet Master and all that shit. Yeah. Oh man, so we could do the nasty.
Let me see if I can figure out which one it was. What other was a dumb one? There was one called The Tick. Where it was a ripoff of Arachnophobia, where it was ticks instead of spiders that were getting on people.
Are you for real? Wow. They would take it.
Yeah. Let me see if I can figure out which one it was. Just all kinds of stupid shit, man.
What other ones were popping around that time? There was like a same people that made Puppet Master. There was like this guy. In a, I guess he jumped into our universe, but he's like a, he was the size of action figure. That movie, that was a little two part franchise.
Yeah, that was Doll Man.
Yeah, that was Doll Man. Yeah, you're right. Man, it was a bad one, Shane. I can't believe it.
I'm trying to find this damn movie, but it's not looking good.
Well, if you don't find it, I mean, don't sweat off you.
Fucking bad shit. And then, God, what are some other shitty movies that we watched from back then? There's some fucking turds.
There was some trash, real trash back then.
Well, another one that I had seen at the, Now, this one, a little bit later in life, I watched it recently and I actually liked it, but as a kid, it fucking grossed me out. The Toxic Avenger.
Oh, yeah, it's hilarious, Shane.
Yeah, now it's great, but when I was a kid, like, when he gets ran over by that car and then they run back over him again, like, as a kid, I couldn't watch it. But as a grown-up, it's like, eh.
Well, there's one, there's two and three, there's another one, and I think even the director said, it's like, then there was Tux Adventure 2 and 3. I'm sorry about that. Like, he apologized because they supposedly those movies are so bad.
Yeah.
Something happened. But the first one's good. I think the first and fourth one are pretty good. They're funny.
Yeah. Oh, man, I wish I could find this movie. It's something about Satan or something like that. Kid Satan or... I don't know. Well, it's been so long ago.
There was a new movie I watched. Man, shit, I watched all the way through. I thought something crazy was going to happen. It was in Spanish. I watched the subtitles of it. I thought, like, maybe, you know, the kid was going to turn to a monster or whatever. But for some reason, he turned to an angel. He disappeared. I guess they're in the Bible. They're little baby angels. So they fly away. And Shane, when it ended, I was like, I literally wasted an hour and 30 minutes watching this. I thought some crazy shit was going to happen. It was all trash.
Mm. Yeah. We tried watching one recently. It's got Michael Dorn. It's a sci-fi movie, and it was on Amazon Prime. I think it's called, like, Vega Prime. That fucking sucked. We didn't watch it.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Is there one to train it to be on another planet or something?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I saw that, Shane.
Ugh. Yeah, we cut that one off. No, I can't find that damn movie. I don't know. Maybe it'll come back.
It's something later. Look at
it. It's just this kid. He just says, we're going to do the nasty. And he's like saying it in front of a dollhouse or something. Dayton says, we're going to do the nasty. Yeah. I'll never be able to figure it out.
I'm sure it will pop up sooner or later. There's probably like so many B movies and other movies popping up. It's not even funny.
Well, that's why those guys in Half in the Bag, we watch them. They watch fucking shitty ass movies too.
Yet, man, I can't believe, like, did you watch the one where the both of them went to, What was it? They were extras in a movie. They only did it for one day, and the one guy was like, we quit. It's like, I got sick of my friend. He doesn't want to do this anymore. And the guy was getting, the producer or whatever, was getting pissed off at him. He's like, you got to do this. And he's like, no, we're not coming back. And they never showed back up.
Yeah, they were on a fucking, one of those things that spins around, one of those things that swings. You remember the leprechaun, the little
horse leprechaun? Yeah.
I want to be shitting or there'll be a killing.
they even made Leprechaun in the Hood. It's like, come on, man. It was like.
Got Warwick Davis, the fucking dwarf who's going to live for all fucking time. he was the dwarf, like he was in Willow. Like, he's every dwarf movie when I was a kid. And he's still doing dwarf shit.
Yeah, he's been around. He's even did small parts for George Lucas. He did, like you said, Willow.
He was in The Phantom Menace. He was up there next to Jabba the Hutt when they were doing
podcasts. Yeah.
He was standing there.
I think he, in the last, well, not the last, was the last one? He even got his son in there. He's like, yeah, get my son in this movie. Got his fucking son in the movie, too.
He was in one of the, he was in the old BBC Chronicles of Narnia. He played the little mouse. Remember the old live-action Chronicles of Narnia from...
Oh, wow. That was him?
Yeah. And then he come back later in the 2000s. He was in there again. And this time he played the evil dwarf. That when they go to visit the witch, he was the evil dwarf. The fucker, that's like... He's got it made, man. Anytime there's a dwarf, he's like, hey, here's my resume.
Yeah. They instantly take him. It's like that, that one guy... He was trying out for a movie. I forgot he was a chubby guy. He sees the guy in there. He's like, here, I'll try out this. And they were like, oh, no. That's only for this. It's like, you're going to get the part no matter what. So the guys that showed up that wanted to do the part, they were just going to get flashed away. The chubby guy got it, like, no matter what. He just walked in the door. Oh, yeah, you got the part. Don't worry, buddy.
Yeah, sometimes they have to do that just to, you know, just for whatever reason. But did you watch the... The Joe Rogan, where they were interviewing Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah, that was a good one, man. It's been forever since I watched Joe Rogan, but I didn't know his episodes were like almost 2 hours long. But it was a good. That one went by pretty fast. It was good.
Yeah, he was talking about in the Pulp Fiction movie. Instead of casting John Travolta, they were going to have Mickey Rourke do the role.
Yeah, but his whoever those guys are, they were trying to get more money from me. He's like, "No, man." I was like, "Is take it or leave it." And yeah. They didn't want John Travolta for a while. They were like, "No, we don't want him. We don't want him." And he was like, "I'm not doing this if y'all don't take him. I'm going to leave." And they were like, "All right, you can have him." Well,
the way I don't know. So you know, when you listen to Quentin Tarantino, you're like, "All right, how much is this you, and how much of this shit are you just making up?" Because the way he says it went down is he just made up a list. And he just made up a list and just throw names in there. And when they came back and they said, "We'll approve everybody except for John Travolta," that's when he was like, "Well, that's who I want." I don't know if it works.
Yeah, because he got famous after that movie. Like, they forgot he was a good dancer. They were like, I was like, man, he got big.
Yeah, think of all the movies that came out. Face Off, The General's Daughter, Phenomenon. Goddamn, man, he had a shit ton of movies. Battlefield Earth, that was kind of stuff.
But China loved that movie, though. China, they loved the shit out of that movie.
When I was a kid, I went and watched it a bunch, too. Like, as a kid, I watched that movie all the time. But when I got to be about, like, 25 or so, I went back and watched it again. And I was like, oh, no, this sucks.
I like now people are getting butthurt about the Bruce Lee thing, but if you look into it, he was like, okay, the wife was like, oh, I'm gonna work with this company, but you said that company fucked your husband over. Oh, your son's gonna work with them, but why is your son working with them if they fucked your husband over? It's like come on, there's something going on.
Well, and then the guy who wrote Kung Fu was able to prove that he wrote it before Bruce Lee wrote his fucking thing. Yeah. And then that Bruce Lee story looked a little bit more to rip off Kung Fu.
Yeah, because even they said, it's like over there, the infringement's different over there. It's like, you know how China is. You make a TV, we're going to make one just like it. I was like, you motherfuckers.
Yeah, they do this shit all the time. They stole, like, this. We're always talking about our intellectual property. They steal everything. And then they were saying that, okay, well, maybe he didn't write it, but what about him getting cast as the main character? Why'd they go with David Carradine? And it's like, because Bruce Lee can't fucking talk. Like, nobody can understand him. Like, if you go back and watch all of his movies, all his lines are dubbed. He goes back and dubs them in, you know?
You can tell by Joe Rogan, he got a little butthurt until Quentin explained why. Like, even Jackie Chan, he would tell you, like, Bruce Lee hit him in the head. He was like, oh, because he did hit those doubles and stuff like that. He hit those guys.
Right. And the stuntman, and that was the other thing. You know, they were talking about, you know, Bruce Lee being a fighter, and they were like, people were butthurt because in the movie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, he goes up against Brad Pitt, who's you know, being a stunt double. And it was a real stuntman from the time. It's a real guy. And it's like, yeah, Bruce Lee's like, you know, 130 pounds, and this guy was like 210. Like, what could Bruce Lee really do? You know, I mean, once he got his hands on him.
Yeah,
I mean,
like Game of Thrones, like the mountain versus that one guy. It's like, he was kicking his ass, but at the end, all he had to do was get his hands on him. Like, fucked him up.
One time, and then, boop, popped his skull in. It's the same principle. And like him saying that Bruce Lee just wanted to fight. Well, I don't know though. Did he really want to fight? Like fight? Because he never did any tournaments. Like there's only one actual tournament of Bruce Lee ever fighting, and he's like covered in body armor and pads. Like,
wow.
He never got in the ring and just went up against somebody. You know, like that wasn't his thing.
I like Quintino, like the Brad the character Brad Pitt played in him. Like, he actually has some story to him. Like, he was actually, like, in the Green Berets, or this and this. And, man, it's like, because he's even made a book about it. Or it's coming out. He said that guy has more story to him, which sounds pretty good. He likes that character, the Brad Pitt.
You know, it's just Hollywood. You know, everything in Hollywood is just like pro wrestling. It's all fake, you know? Like, you can't just believe that Jean-Claude Van Damme is the most badass martial artist of all time, or who were we just talking about? Steven Seagal. Like, come on, man. Like, no, or even the guy who plays Ip Man. Like, all right, yeah, he might be somewhat good, but at the end of the day, Mike Tyson's going to fucking beat his ass just like anybody else, you know?
Yeah.
And then they were talking about Muhammad Ali versus Bruce Lee. Daniel. Like, Muhammad Ali would have killed that motherfucker.
Yeah.
He's faster. He's stronger. He actually knows how to fight. He knows how to take a punch. Like, the only thing Bruce Lee could have realistically done to Muhammad Ali is, like, try to sweep him. Like, try to get down low and crawl away from him and, like, try to hit him in the ankle or something. Like, but it's the same thing. As soon as Muhammad Ali beat the shit out of him, like, it wouldn't even be close. And even if Bruce Lee did jump up in the air and, like, do a roundhouse kick, all Muhammad Ali's got to do is grab him and punch him in the fucking face, and that's it.
The best part, it's a Bruce Lee movie, Shane. You got to fight it. It's one where he, like, he kicks this guy. He's the main villain. He kicks this guy so hard. Well, it's a dummy, probably. Pretty much a dummy. He kicks the dummy so hard that the dummy, like, almost, like, disappears because he kicks so fast. I thought that part was always hilarious. I was like, it's like, come on, man. That was dummy. And, I mean, that's, like, literally murder.
I did like the fight that he had in that one movie with Chuck Norris. Like, I thought that was a good fight scene.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where Chuck Norris doesn't give up, and he's like, all right, man, just give up. And Chuck Norris don't give up, so he just ends up killing him. Like, well, that's your fault. Oh, I thought that was a good one. I don't know, boy. Oh, Bruce Lee.
Yeah. It is crazy. Like, Quentin talked to the one guy that was going to call out his wife, but that's around the time her son died. And he was like, fuck, I'm not going to kick her while she's down. So it's crazy how, like, years later, he can finally talk about it. And now they want to be like, no, you're lying. I was like, he said, no, I was going to call her out, but I was going to do it around that time.
Right. What do you think the next Quentin Tarantino movie will be? You think he'll do Star Trek? Oh. Will that be the last one?
Man, Shane, I really want him to do, like, some of the Joe Rogan called out. Like, he's like, do this or do that. Like, he wanted him to redo Pulp Fiction. We don't need enough Pulp Fiction. He needs to do something out there. Because the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood was good. I liked it.
The Conan the Barbarian idea was good. But
yeah.
But then when Quentin started talking about it, and he was like, I actually like the second Conan the Barbarian. I was like, no, that movie sucked, man. Like,
The first one was better. I love it.
The first one was way better. Like, the second movie sucked balls. And he was like, no, I like the second movie better because it followed the comics. And I'm like, no, that second movie was made for kids and it sucked ass. Like, the acting is shit. The music sucks. The costumes suck. Like, everything about that fucking movie sucks. But the first Conan with Arnold, like, that's the best. Like, it's one of the best fantasy movies of the 80s. Probably the best one.
And I love when the gay priest was trying to get him. He's like, come here, son. He's like, oh, thank you. I'm shy.
You're so big and strong. You need not fear. Yeah. He's like, this is all I have. That's all you'll ever need. Yeah.
But that one, Arnold, man. He made a few good ones. It was just crazy. Like, back in the, like, they tell you about, like, the Terminator, right? Like, he was, like, he was supposed to be Kyle Reese.
Right.
Which would have been wild because you got the buff guy playing Kyle Reese.
Right.
Was it going to be, like, a skinny robot? Or?
Yeah, they're going to have the guy who, Lance Hendrickson, the guy who played Bishop in Alien, he was going to play the Terminator. Because he was going to be somebody that could blend in, you know, like, blend into the, you wouldn't think anything about it. And then, he's a detective in the movie, so he is in the movie. So, Lance Henderson's another one of those guys that's been killed by an alien, a predator, and a Terminator. He's been killed by
all.
But he was going to be the robot, and then Arnold's going to have to, like, fight him off, you know, and that's why he's so big and strong. But then they got to looking at Arnold, and they're like, well, you kind of look like a robot, you know, when you're acting all straight-faced. They're like, just play it as a bad guy. And Arnold was on the fence about it, and then he was like, okay, well, yeah, I'll do it. And it ended up being the right call. Like, I mean, you believe he's a robot. The only problem that they made is when they made number two, they made him a good guy. And then, every other movie after that, he's got to be a fucking good guy again. Like,
yeah.
Kind of wearing the franchise into the fucking ground.
Yeah.
Like, even the last one, it was kind of like a soft reboot. They were like, oh, well, Skynet never happened because we fixed that. But another company came along. It's like, it's a good movie. I mean, it had a lot of action. It was fun. But I don't know, boy.
Yeah, though. I liked the first one. That yeah, the second one had a lot of action.
Yeah.
Then after that, I was like, oh, come on, guys.
Now, one and two, and maybe that last one you could say it's an okay three, but fucking first 5 minutes of the movie, they killed John Connor. Like,
oh,
like,
yeah. Oh,
why am I invested in this franchise now? You done fucking killed John Connor.
And then somehow someone else took over. I was like, well, anybody could have took over after that. Yeah. It's like, stop the robots. All right, this guy is the new person or girl.
You know, and I would think if you're the Terminator and you're still, and now you want to be a good guy, like, why would you just go fucking hang out in the woods somewhere? Why wouldn't you be like behind the scenes trying to stop people from doing AI or make it a good AI? Like, why would you fucking just go live out in the woods and marry some chick?
Just chilling.
That doesn't make any damn sense to me. Like,
oh, Aaron's here doing, you like how I was like, boo, hanging out with your girlfriend.
Well, I thought they were going to come up here, but I think they were going to come up here to go do something. And, you know, with Sarah being pregnant, we don't do, we're not doing shit. So I was like, well, you come up here and have some hot dogs. We had some left over from my Dungeons and Dragons game the other night. And I was like, well, you come over and eat some of the food and just hang out. You know, Dad would like to see you. And he's like, eh, nah, I don't know. And I'm not showing. So I get it. You know, it's a long drive.
How long is the drive from over there?
To get to his place, it's about 45 minutes.
Man, that's not far. That's like close to where my mom lives at. About 45 or so minutes.
Yeah, not that bad. Just get on the highway and start going.
I mean, as long as he's liking his job and stuff, that's good.
Yeah, he's wanting the, I guess they pissed him off because they're making him starting to work on weekends. I guess he said that originally that's not what the plan was and they changed their mind all of a sudden.
Shane, it's a job, Shane. He's like, oh, Shane, I don't know, John told you, like, I was going to transfer. And they were kissing my ass. So now I work early. I get Friday, Saturdays off. Man, Shane, it's good.
Nice.
give me a pizza. I was like, hell yeah.
Because you were going to move closer, but you were going to take a hit.
Yeah, it was. It's good. The new store was going to be 10 minutes away. And but after a while, I was like, I'm gonna get paid less, or I'm gonna have to talk to new people. I don't know if it's gonna be safe. At least over here, I'm kind of like used to it. I'm like, yeah, it's not too bad.
Yeah, that's the problem when you go to a new store. It's like you're almost starting over again. Like nobody really knows like what you can do, or you know, it's like okay, I kind of know how this works already. You don't have to fucking tell me. Like I know how to do it. I don't know, boy, but that's good. I'm glad they. They didn't give you no extra money, though, huh? They didn't give you a little raise.
Shane, I've been to 50. They were Shane, they called me up one day because they found out about I was going to transfer. He was like, wait, Daniel, well, you could do this. We could put you up to 15. I was like, I make more than 15. They're like, oh, yeah. I was like, yeah, I've been there for 15 years. They're like, we give you a call back later. And I was like, motherfucker. And yeah, I was like, what are you going to lower me down to 15?
Will that keep you here?
So it was pretty funny, but Shane, at the end of the day, Shane, they gave me Friday, Saturdays off, and I come in early. I got the same pay because they were like, we tried. We went up top to get you, trying to get you more money. I said, and I know how it is. Y'all can't get me any more money. I've been there for too long. It's like John. John told you like he's going to go to a different position, right? It's like a retirement position.
Oh, it's shit.
Like, doing something that's in the like checking in orders and stuff, but people get so used to it. That's how they retire. They're like, "Oh, I do this job till I retire." I was like, "Man, John, you're gonna get a cushy job."
And yeah, well, y'all are coming up on 20 years, right? Y'all coming up.
But
on
John's 20- going make it 21st because. But I was surprised he got. They said, "Oh, we can even give you a raise." John was like, "Hell yeah!" And John's. I think John was capped out where the position he was at. So him getting more money, man, Shane, he's going to be baking it.
Yeah, I always thought that was shitty that Walmart put those damn salary caps on place. We did too. Yeah. Everybody fucking, you know, they're like, well, you know, got to cap you out. But that, I don't know. I kind of remember the good old days when the guy that was fucking pushing the carts was making more money than the fucking store manager at that one at 1801, or more than the assistant managers. And like,
yeah,
he just had been there for so fucking long. He was getting a raise every year. Before you know it, you know, he's making $35 an hour just fucking pushing carts, you know?
Yeah. Man, that was crazy. I guess they had to stop, put a stop to that shit real fast. Yeah. After.
Put a stop to it. And then that guy was like, well, I guess I didn't want to retire, but now my money's cut in half. You know, Walmart's like, oh, well.
Yeah.
We got our shareholders. They need we need a little bit more profit here.
Shoot. Who's that guy? That guy in the accident. He was in his limo and his friend died. And it was a Walmart truck. And they were like,
oh, Ja Rule. No, the comedian. What was his name? The goofy guy.
Dang.
I can't remember his name.
But it was crazy. Like they said, oh, no, it was
Tracy Moore.
It was crazy when he got, man, he got paid good. It was crazy around that time where they settled in stores, recurrent hours for like, a couple, Shane, you know they had to pay back that. Man, stores with hours were cut for a while. They were like, man, we were like, what's going on? Is it that around that time, like end of the year, they got to cut back a little bit? No, Shane, they were trying to find a way to pay his ass off, Shane.
That's some shit. So Walmart hit a celebrity, they get sued, and it's going to be a quite substantial amount of money. Instead of just paying from the profit, they're like, just cut back on the salary a little bit. Like, God damn, man.
Bitch. And even Shane, in the interview they had with him, where they, you know, he had lower body, he was like, Walmart did good with me. This is, of course you're happy as hell. They paid your ass. Not only they help out the guy that died, his family, they helped Casey Morgan out. They're Shane, they did good, Shane. Like, but everybody else, oh, sorry, we got to cut y'all two down to 30 hours this couple of weeks.
Because, oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I remember that. They redefined. What a part-time or a peak time or full-time employee. Well, yeah. They also wanted to cut benefits back on certain people. Like, oh, yeah, can't get that health care no more. God damn, man.
Yeah.
Stingy people.
Yeah, that was some crazy time right there. It's like, conveniently, it happened.
You know, I remember back in the old days when we first got into Walmart, you know, they were still talking about Sam Walton and his dream and, like, what he wanted from the company. Like, I think those days are long gone. I don't think anybody gives a fuck about Sam Walton.
Yeah.
What he wanted.
They're mad because they caught behind Amazon. Amazon's like Shane. They're like the turn of the hair. That hair is like fucking it over. He's like doing laps over. Yep. I was like, y'all can't catch up to that.
No, it's gone. And they had a chance about 10 years ago. If they would have taken the online stuff seriously, they could have competed against Amazon. But they were like, nobody. They'll never take away what you can get at the store. And, like, Amazon's pushing their people to the fucking breaking point to deliver shit. Like, they're, like, you can't even use the fucking bag. There's people that are having to piss in bottles to make the delivery times on Amazon. Like, they won't even stop to go take a piss. They're just pissing the joke. And then Amazon, like, they know about it because people are posting shit online. They're like, oh, yeah, some of our employees had to do that.
Yeah, it's crazy. They're trying to do positive ones on there. It's like, probably actors. Oh yeah, I love Amazon. I could go to the restroom anytime I want. You lying motherfuckers.
Somebody in the background's watching them. Well, apparently they hire managers from the outside to come in, and that way you can't ever move up.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, let's say you started, Shane. Once you go 3 or 4 years, they pay you out. Now, after they pay you out, Shane, you're done with the company because once you get released, you can't come back to the company. It's like you're done. That's it. Your Amazon days are over after 4 years.
Well, it's fucking insanity. Like, that's just, you know, I don't know what to say. I don't know why you would just think that kind of shit's okay to do. And then the guy who runs the company is like, oh, these employees are lazy and they don't want to work and they don't want to better themselves.
Yeah, we think Walmart's shady, man. Amazon, man, shady.
Yeah.
They're fucking them over, like working like slaves. It's bad.
It was kind of funny at Comic Con last year. There was an interview with the Boys cast and the guy who plays Homelander, and it was the guy who plays Homelander and the girl who plays the German chick. I can't remember her name. Stormfront.
Mm-hmm.
So it's both the actor and the actress, and they're sitting there talking, and the Homelander guy's like, yeah, you know, well, it's weird playing this guy who works for this very large company. That's kind of a strange place to be in. And the woman says, you do know Amazon is our boss, right? Like, we do work for a large company. And he was like, oh, yeah, I guess I didn't think about it that way.
Dumbass. Like, what do you think? Yeah, where do you think that you get that big paycheck from?
Yeah, he never thought about it, you know? He was like, oh, well, it's really hard to play this character who's like this slimy corporate guy, but in his mind, he thinks he's doing right. And she's like, well, I don't want to pretend like I don't work for the largest company in the world. And he was like, oh, yeah, I didn't think about that. Like,
yeah. The only company with the owner would give him, pat himself on the back and give him a bonus while he's doing it.
Well, it's like me and John said a couple weeks ago, that motherfucker's going to Mars. Like, he's done with this shit. He's going to go build the fucking Bioshock 2 up there on Mars and give people superpowers, and everybody's going to go fucking crazy. Him and Elon Musk are going to build cities up there.
Yeah, they fight each other.
Aaron's going to go. Aaron fucking wants to go to Mars. He's like, I'll go to Mars and be a personal assistant nurse.
Did you tell me, like, he signed up for the program? Then he finally found out, like, the program, they were getting the cream of the crop. They were getting, like, people, like, super scientists, been scientists, like, for 20 years, or already been to Mars already. Like, we want the best of the best going. And, like, the criteria, the list was, like, you had to beat up their top tier was.
Yeah, I guess, you know, the first group that goes, they probably want them to have a little bit of experience with going up into space. They probably just don't want guys that have been, you know, at least flying a plane. Like, they want you to know how, like, spacecraft works. Maybe, like, the fourth or fifth group, I could see, like, the normal people just going over there.
Like, the maintenance guy, he's like, I'm coming, I'm going to space.
Yeah. I'm going to pick up the trash, damn it.
Yeah, that was wild. And are they still doing a space program? They kind of slowed it down a little bit.
Oh, Amazon? No, he's still working on it.
Oh, shit.
I think he just went up in a rocket, didn't he? Didn't he just go fly on one?
Oh, well, but Elon Musk, is that warehouse made yet?
Let's see if they've done it yet. Cybertruck plant. Progress. Well, there's some drone footage of it. It's a big old building. Weeks ago. Trying to see when it's going to release. All the reports are kind of old, so I can't see anything that's new. Yeah, there's no new footage, no news reports about it. But back in March, everything was saying it was look good.
Oh, do you remember, was it Amazon? Or yeah, it had to be Amazon. But you remember they were going to go to New York, give people a whole bunch of jobs. They're like, no, we don't need that. We don't need huge companies doing this. And so when they kicked them out, people were like, they were mad. They were like, man, what were you doing? What were you thinking? This is where it gave like thousands of people jobs. And they got butt hurt because no one else wanted to go over there. That was crazy.
Yeah. I mean, on the one hand, I like the idea of, you know, a company doing something new, but it can get out of hand. Like, it's gotten a little fucking out of hand. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know, and I think what he's doing really is he's just biding his time to where he can replace them all with robots.
As soon as
the drones get good enough to where they can make the deliveries, that's a wrap. Like, he ain't going to need them people no more.
Remember they did that promo for the drone thing, and it totally fucked up. I was like, come on, guys. Yeah, I had time to test. Shane, if you were going to be a national TV, let's test this out maybe 100 times. If right. It messes up, we go refix it. But yep. don't go get the truck ready. He's like, all right, guys, you ready? No, don't heat it up. As soon as they turn on the camera, turn it on, and let's see how it goes.
Rolling the dice. Oh, shit. Well, I guess we've already hit close to an hour, boy.
All right.
I didn't really have anything to talk about other than making fun of John.
We did that for a good 30 minutes.
One thing though, before we wrap up, when John was talking about like the food that he had today, he was like, you know, he's like, oh yeah, my brother-in-law came over and he fired up the grill and we had some brisket. Mwah! And I was like, okay, yeah, brisket, that's good. And he's like, yeah, and then we had some rib tips, and I was like, okay, yeah, ribs, that's good. Yeah, ribs, brisket. And he said, and he had some chicken, and I'm like, I don't really care about chicken. Like, you're not blowing me away with somebody throwing chicken on the grill, John. Like the brisket and the rib tips, I was down. But when he's like the chicken, I was like, you're hyping that up way too damn much.
Like, he has to hype up family members, though. John's like, oh man, that
that's the other thing when he's doing them, mwah. And I also, John, I don't know, man. Like when he starts talking about people coming to his store, and he's like, girls, let it all hang out. Just let it all hang out. I was like, John,
you notice that? He's been, last four or five episodes, I was like, John, one, you're married. Why are you talking? And you probably have family members that we post this on there. Why are you talking about this on your podcast? Like, the women.
It just, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know.
Like Six Flags. They all hang out. SeaWorld. I was like, John, it's summertime. And then it's like, John, come on.
Yeah. Well, I hope he buys. I hope he gets those nice, expensive clothes and he looks good in them. We'll see. We'll see how he looks. I'm wearing clothes from when I was fucking in college. So I guess that's how I'm doing. John gets the new $200 shirt. I got to wear the fucking.
She's like, you don't wear that closet shit, John. You need to go to the fucking mall. Buy some good shit.
Well, I mean, how is John dressing that CeCe's saying he looks like a fucking bum? Like, is he dressing like a bum?
Shane, you got to remember when John heard with Dane. Okay, John was like dressed up a little bit. After, you know, John got loose or whatever. Shane, he did start dressing up like. He didn't give a fuck, Shane. It was funny. I was like, it's bad when his wife has to tell him.
It's like, I saw Aaron in that parachute video, and I was like, he's wearing sweatpants? Like, what the fuck? What is he wearing? Does he have to wear sweatpants? Like, is that the uniform? Like,
I said, some people, they get out of bed, they're like, man, I don't have to impress anybody. Fuck this shit. Yeah, I'm wearing sweatpants at a strip club. I don't give a damn.
I guess. Damn. I don't even own a pair of sweatpants. Like, I wouldn't even.
I owned one time. I wore those today without style, Shane. They literally like broke. And I was like, well, after that, I just wearing khakis and blue jeans ever since and shorts. And that's it.
The only thing I want to wear is that fucking leather jacket. Nobody let me wear it. Everybody says I'm an idiot.
Yeah, man, that was funny. It was funny when he broke your bubble on it. I was like, man, Jacobs could have just like been kind of nice about it. And he's like, no, Shane, you walk down the aisle, they're gonna make fun of you. So you wipe around your back, and you're like, oh, you're like, God damn it,
can't wear the jacket. All right. Well, we're gonna wrap this one up.
All right. Have a good one. Bye.
See you, boy. Bye.